Welcome to Health on the Hill. I'm Mary Agnes Carey. Key Obama administration officials were on Capitol Hill again this week, facing tough questions from Republicans and Democrats about the troubled rollout of healthcare.gov. With us now to discuss those hearings is Rebecca Adams of CQ HealthBeat. Rebecca, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Today, Department of Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius appeared before the Senate Finance Committee. Yesterday, Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services Administrator Marilyn Tavenner testified before the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee. Both of these witnesses also appeared last week before House panels to talk about the problems with healthcare.gov. Did you hear anything new in the Senate hearings?
A lot of the hearings were repetitive. We heard a lot of what we had heard before in the House hearings. But CMS Administrator Marilyn Tavenner got my attention when she said yesterday that the administration expected about 800,000 people to be enrolled between October and November. Those were the early projections that the administration had before all these problems came to light. And Administrator Tavenner confirmed that the actual numbers will be released next week. Secretary Sebelius followed that up today, and she said that the administration had projected about 1 million people would enroll through the end of December. And that was according to an internal memo that they had put together. But she said that those projections are being updated because of all these problems that we're seeing and the massive problems with enrollment. And Secretary Sebelius said that when the numbers that are released next week come out, they'll include some breakdowns that I think people will find useful. They'll have some state-by-state numbers, and they'll have a breakdown of how many people are enrolling in Medicaid and how many people are in the private plans in the new marketplaces.
Now, some Democrats on both panels seem to be really growing frustrated with the rollout of the website. What are some of their concerns?
We saw a lot of concerns from Democrats who supported this law and want it to work. We saw Senator Barbara Mikulski of Maryland in the Senate Help Committee yesterday saying, "We have a crisis of confidence." She wanted to know what the administration was going to do to try to get young people back, because after all, those are the people that are needed to keep premium rates affordable. And Senator Patty Murray said that she worries about outreach from the administration to people with individually purchased plans who are being canceled by the insurance companies. And I also found it striking today that Senate Finance Committee Chairman Max Baucus of Montana, who was one of the key people in getting this law passed, said that he was really looking for more candor from the administration and more information. That's something we've heard a lot from Republicans, and we're increasingly hearing it from Democrats, including some of the Democrats that spoke last week at the House hearings. So certainly there's a lot of pressure building on the administration.
And Max Baucus also asked today why HHS doesn't just take the site down and fix it. What did Secretary Sebelius say about that?
Secretary Sebelius said that they had looked at that issue and that they were advised by their technical advisors to move through it. She said that there were a couple hundred items that they needed to fix, and that the good news was that everyone told them, including independent people that they brought in their so-called tech surge, that healthcare.gov is fixable, but that it was better to just go ahead and try to power through and try to make all those fixes on their punch list.
Senate Republicans on both committees hammered away at the president's pledge, if you like your health plan, you can keep it. How did Tavenner and Sebelius respond to that?
You're right. That was a good question. We heard a lot of Republicans pose this question to her. Lamar Alexander of Tennessee in the Health Committee, Orrin Hatch of Utah, and John Cornyn of Texas, Mike Crapo of Idaho, and Mike Inslee of Wyoming, they were all pushing this point because we've heard about so many people who are getting these cancellation notices from their insurance companies, and the notices say that you're not going to have insurance as of January 1st, and that makes people very nervous, but especially people who cannot get onto the website or are having trouble enrolling. And so the response from the administration has been, well, we certainly have tried to make it so that people who did have insurance as of March 23rd of 2010 can keep those plans if they are exactly like they were on that day. If, you know, the insurance companies had some leeway to change the plans, they could change the premiums, for example, and very modestly change the copays. But if they made major changes, then those were out. And so the administration's response is through this grandfathering regulation that that is the thing that they had put in place to try to keep to that promise that people could keep their plans.
And for our last question, there were a lot of concerns about some of the steps that the administration says it's taking to fix healthcare.gov. From what you heard, is it clear that the site will work for most users as of November 30th, which is what the administration has said repeatedly?
Every day the administration is doing calls with reporters to give us updates, and every day they're telling us that it will be ready by the end of November and that every week we're going to see improvements. But remember, last week the site was down for parts of 3 days. We're continuing to see problems and outages. And so it remains to be seen how much better it will be. Certainly, we expect improvements, but I think that there's a lot of pressure on the administration to get this right, but still, we've seen the problems before, and we'll just have to see how it goes.
Thank you, Rebecca Adams of CQ HealthBeat.